What do you think of when I say the 1990s? Grunge music? Friends? We all remember that. But what you might not remember is that 61 million people were using pagers and smartphones didn't exist. I'm Kathy Kinzora, and on my new podcast, History of the 90s, we go inside the stories that defined a decade, from 90210 to the Long Island Lolita. Listen for free to History of the 90s on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
This is the Linda Steele Show on demand. Subscribe now on iTunes and listen weekdays 2 to 6 on 980 CKNW and on the Radio Player Canada app.
There's been a lot of talk this week about ICBC rates. A lot of people seeing that their premiums are going up more than they expected. Some saying that was kind of a saw off. But, you know, you remember how we were always told, oh, 75% of drivers are going to see their rates go down. That didn't seem to be the case for the people who were getting in contact with me. And then earlier in the week, the Insurance Bureau of Canada came out with some new numbers that they said showed that British Columbia drivers were paying the most auto insurance of anybody in the country, $1,800 and some dollars as compared to the next highest in Toronto at around $1,500. And Aaron Sutherland with the Insurance Bureau of Canada says, don't get yourself fooled here. BC drivers are going to be paying a whole lot more.
Really, it comes down to this. When ICBC says drivers are going to save, they are focused solely on the pricing changes they're making September 1st. But the reality is that anyone who renews their insurance September 1st and thereafter hasn't seen the impact of ICBC's overall rate increases this year. And when you factor those in with the other pricing changes they're coming down with, most drivers are going to pay more, and in some cases, much, much, much more than they were paying previously for auto insurance in this province.
And Aaron Sutherland says the problem here, despite all the changes ICBC has been making to make the corporation more successful, saying the problem here is the monopoly.
The problem is they have no choice. They have to purchase their insurance from ICBC versus most other Canadians. They can shop around to make sure that the price they're being quoted is the best price for them. They're denied that here in BC, and as a result, we pay more for auto insurance than anyone else in the country.
Now, keep in mind, the Insurance Bureau of Canada has skin in the game because they would like to be able to see private insurance sold here. Now, my next guest is going to bring the other side of the story. Annette Toth is the vice president of Move Up, and this is, well, I'll let you describe it, Annette, but I assume an advocacy group for ICBC?
Hi, Linda, and thank you for having me on. And by the way, happy 75th anniversary to
CKNW. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Oh, no problem. So Move Up actually is a union here in British Columbia, and we represent the staff that work at ICBC as well as other insurance professionals in this province. So we know firsthand, because we're the frontline workers in the insurance industry, what works in British Columbia and why public insurance is better than private.
Okay, give me the list. Why is ICBC better?
Well, it's public insurance that's actually better. The whole idea is that with public insurance, just like we have here in British Columbia, we have it in Saskatchewan, and we see it in Manitoba, is that the coverages are superior. And fixing public auto insurance here in BC is what needs to be done, not scrapping it for a private for-profit system.
Well, the Insurance Bureau of Canada says that the average claim size in BC last year was about 50,000, whereas Ontario about 48,000, Alberta about 46,000. So they say the difference is marginal.
The difference in the amount of claims that are paid out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the cost is, I can't speak to that part, but what I can tell you is that when you're buying your insurance, it's what you're actually buying, what you get here is a better and superior product to what you're buying in other jurisdictions. And that's really the main issue. It's an apples-to-apples comparison would actually say that BC has a better product, because our basic insurance gives you an awful lot more than you would get, for instance, in your basic insurance in Alberta.
Like what?
Well, in Alberta, for instance, you get $200,000 towards accident benefits. That's money to help injured people. And then you get your third-party liability coverage to a certain level. In British Columbia, we actually have $300,000 of accident benefits coverage. There's more money to help injured people. We have third-party liability coverage, just like they do. But then we have other things they don't cover. For instance, there's uninsured automobile protection. There's coverage in the event that you're involved with a hit and run. There's inverse liability coverage, and that is coverage that for accidents it happens in provinces or states where their laws don't allow claims against people that cause a crash. Those are all things that we have, and we never want to, you know, every one of us thinks we never want to use or hope to use these things. But I can tell you, as somebody that is a frontline worker, when something goes wrong, you are sure darn happy to have those coverages when you need them.
Yeah, that's true. And again, I've got some details from the Insurance Bureau of Canada. And even though BC's limit for accident benefits, the maximum is $300,000, they say only 40 people used the full limit in 2017.
And that's the case. That may very well be the case, but we're now covering more things than they were before. That increase went up, and at ICBC, more costs are covered now, where before you had to pay a user fee that wasn't covered. Now the full cost of treatment is covered. So that's a big change, and that's part of what's happening to fix ICBC and fix public auto insurance in British Columbia.
I think a lot of people think that part of the reason ICBC rates are so high is we have so many people who work for the corporation. Is it true there are 6,000 employees at ICBC?
Yeah, that's true. But some of those aren't just directly involved in the insurance portion. So you have to keep that in mind. Some of them are your driver examiners that take your kids out for road tests. There are also people that work at the Driver Licensing Center. They do road safety initiatives. We have all kinds of different areas at ICBC that staff are covered, but that's about right.
Why do we need to have so many people, you know, at these ICBC auto plan shops, kiosks? Why can't you just do it online?
That's a good question, and we've actually said that, you know, ICBC needs to be looking at those things, but that is an agreement they have with the broker industry, and so you might want to talk with the BC brokers about that.
I think a lot of people say, okay, you know, it's great that David Eby's been, you know, innovative in trying to find ways to fix what's wrong at ICBC, but still, we got a 6.3% rate hike this year. What is the optimal rate hike?
Yeah, that's outside the stuff that we look at. My members really deal with people that have been injured and hurt, and their cars are damaged in car crashes. And what we know is that the coverage and the treatment that they get and how it's handled is done professionally. And it really is about making sure that people are looked after, and that also that we have the insured motorists on the road. I can tell you that in jurisdictions like BC, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, the rate of uninsured drivers is around 1%. But in jurisdictions where there's private insurance, like Alberta, Ontario, and other provinces, it's about 20% of drivers are driving uninsured. And for any number of reasons, but that is one of the things that puts protection back on the roads, and everyone is covered.
Okay, so why do you think ICBC has such an image problem then if it's doing such a great job of protecting BC motorists?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think that, honestly, ICBC just doesn't do a very good job of talking about the good things that they do. And I've certainly have talked to the CEO about that, and I think that it's a problem that they need to deal with, but I can tell you that the staff definitely work very hard and want to do the best, and they know that they are working for British Columbians every single day. They know that they're there on behalf of BC.
Annette Tott, the Vice President of Move Up, appreciate your time today.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Linda.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Linda Steele Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. And join the conversation. You can reach me on Twitter at Steele Talk, on Facebook, and by email, linda@cknw.com. Talk to you next time.